When you think about suspected corruption in government, it's not hard to come up with a few examples. Only last week, corruption claims rocked the WA Health Department with news of boozy lunches at top restaurants and overseas travel. And in Queensland, four of the biggest councils in the state's southeast are the subject of corruption investigations. So it's perhaps not surprising that Australians are increasingly losing confidence in all levels of government. A new poll shows at least 85% of voters say that at least some federal politicians are corrupt. The special Global Corruption Barometer Survey has been conducted by Griffith University and Transparency International Australia. It polled more than 2,000 people in May and June and for the first time tested the level of support for a federal anti-corruption body. To tell us more, I'm joined by Professor AJ Brown from Griffith University. Professor Brown, good morning.
Good morning, Kim.
What's causing this slide in trust, particularly for federal politicians?
Well, trust is a broad thing, trust and confidence, and it's driven by people's perceptions of how the government is handling its overall job. So it's every issue feeds into trust and confidence. But what we know for the first time from this survey is that the perceptions of corruption really do play a very big role between for federal politicians and public servants. It's between 20 to 30% of their assessment of the level of corruption will feed into that trust, into that decision on trust.
What sort of corrupt activity did voters think that the politicians are up to?
Well, that's another big revelation and a confirmation that people aren't just thinking about bribery and brown paper bags. For the first time, we've asked people quite clearly, what do you think corruption is that you're worried about? And people are clearly worried about especially politicians, but also public servants, basically being in it for themselves. It's dealing with expenses. It's using office for your own personal purposes. But it's also a general fear about undue influence, about not knowing who's influencing government policy using what levers, what money, what financial influence. So it's a very broad concept of concern that Australians have about what's going on at a political level.
Suspicion about political donations and support, is that one of it?
Absolutely, features in as a big factor. And it's one of the reasons for the big difference between perceptions of local government corruption, which are in fact lower at the moment than they are, significantly lower than they are for corruption in federal politicians. And I think it's because people fear that they may know what's going on locally, even if they don't like it, but they fear that decisions are being made and influences are playing out at a federal level over which they have no control.
If we look at federal politics, there's a bit of speculation around at the moment about leadership, in particular on the government side. Does this sort of speculation also help fuel suspicion about politicians, that suspicion that politicians are out for themselves?
Well, I think it can do that, but there's a counter to that, which we really know for the first time as well, which is that people's perceptions of how well a government is handling the task of fighting corruption and combating corruption plays a big and positive role in their trust and confidence in government. So on one hand, the proportion of citizens who believe that at least some, or in fact most politicians are corrupt has gone up significantly since 2016 when these questions were last asked. But at the same time, on balance, slightly more, it's about even, but slightly more people think that the government is actually handling the fight against corruption well than think it's handling it badly. And we really know very clearly for the first time that it's worth government's effort to make a good fist of fighting corruption and look seriously at reform, because something like possibly 37% of the variation in people's trust and confidence is explained by whether people think that the government is at least having a good job of fighting corruption. So it's a price of vigilance. I mean, vigilance is the key thing.
When we talk about fighting corruption, federal Labor has promised a National Integrity Commission if it wins government. The Greens have long backed a similar idea. The Prime Minister hasn't ruled it out. Is there public support for a national anti-corruption body like some of the state bodies?
Well, that is the critical issue that really confronts us now, and there is that support. For the first time, we've really tested public opinion in terms of the strength of that support, and we know that at least two-thirds of people do actually support it, even when a counter-proposition is put to them. Most importantly, we also now know that people who have ever worked for the federal government are actually most likely to hold the strongest level of support. And that's something we didn't know before, but which really confirms that those who have experience inside government are actually no less persuaded that these types of reforms are both necessary and going to be worth it than other citizens are.
So if the public supports it, if even former federal public servants support it, what do you think is the stumbling block to setting up such a body?
I think it's simply a matter of will. I think it's a matter of realising that this doesn't all have to be negative, that it's not a concession that government or politicians are all corrupt to strengthen the system. In fact, what the public opinion is showing is that not everybody does think that everybody is corrupt. People would like to have trust and confidence in their politicians, and many people still do. So we're in a position of strength as well as a position of weakness. And I think it's really the critical issue is whether policymakers, this government, the opposition, can really understand that quality reform is what's needed, and that quality reform will actually be rewarded in terms of people's trust and confidence in government.
All right, Professor Brown, thank you very much for speaking with AM.
Thank you very much, Kim.
Professor AJ Brown is from Griffith University's Centre for Governance and Public Policy.